Hi, this is Bob Holmes, your July 26th Lindy Fishing Report. Finally hitting that midsummer pace where it's starting to get to be some really good bass fishing. Best tactics have been topwaters. Getting right into the thick of things with like a frog-type bait, like a Booyah Pad Crasher. I especially like the dark colors. I believe there's a black and a red that works really well. Some guys like to use the white on the overcast days. I think it stands out a little more. But getting those pads, slowly walking over the tops, and you're going to see a lot of really nice bass coming out. Getting those shallow flats of weeds, too. Walking something like a Zaraspook over the top has produced a lot of our bigger bass, especially when you get out to those deep edges of that shallow stuff. Crappies are, they're in their normal haunts. Shouldn't be too hard to find them. If you've ever fished them before in the summer, just look for a deep weed edge with some deep water adjacent and fish right out the edge of those weeds, anywhere from 10 to 15 feet of water. As for bluegills, a lot of guys try to go deep in the summer for bluegills, and that's not how I generally fish. I like to get up way in the pads and the thickest stuff I can find to find the big ones. And what I'll do is I'll take one of those frogs and just crawl it over the top until you feel that, start hearing those tick-ticks of the bluegills attacking. Those are going to be your bigger bluegills. And what they're doing is they're sitting there, they're trying to attack that bigger bait because they think they can fit it in their mouths. So I will pull that over the weeds and the lily pads, and when I hear those tick-ticks, I'll go in there, push-pull in or go in with your bow mount, and just take a long rod and just dip a little jig like a Lindy little nipper right in front of them. And you'll catch three or four big bluegills out of a group. You'll see also a lot of greens and pumpkin seeds mixed in. But they're hanging in loose little packs of four to anywhere up to seven fish in a pack. So don't be afraid to get into the thick of things for those bluegills. Water temps in our area, the St. Cloud and Brainerd area, are pushing anywhere from 80 to 88 degrees. And on some of the smaller lakes, we're starting to see some tulipies, some of the larger tulipies start to die off, and they're floating around. Hopefully, the water starts to dip down with this cool front that we're going to get in, so we can save some of the tulipies in the lake. So those are very big forage species for a lot of fish in the lake. But get out there. Bass fishing is phenomenal right now. I'm Bob Bowen, and that is your Lindy Fishing Report.